I'm pleased to welcome to the Caregiver Smile Summit, Tara Bradley. She's a geriatric care manager and consultant at Bradley Consulting. She provides care management, coaching, and consulting. She served as Director of Home Care and Support Services for the Peninsula South Bay Office of the Institute on Aging. She co-founded Sesson Elder Care, a home care and care management company, where she served as partner and director of client care. She was trained and gained experience in counseling, coaching, and business development for 15 years at Sophia University, San Mateo County Mental Health Services, the Pacific Institute at AIDSONG Senior Community, Sage Elder Care Solutions, and of course, Sesson Elder Care. She resides in a place I'm jealous about because I've been there and it's beautiful. It's called Half Moon Bay. And I'd like to welcome you to the Caregiver Smile Summit. So let's get started. So why don't you So why don't you tell our folks a little bit about what a geriatric care manager is?
So a geriatric care manager, or a GCM, as they're called in the field, is a expert level elder care practitioner who is usually either an RN, a social worker, marriage and family therapist, a gerontologist, or an MD. And they basically manage a seniors and or a disabled adults care from a holistic perspective. So they're looking at every aspect of their life and kind of like a personal social worker for seniors to manage their care and also support their family and caregivers.
Got it. So what, on a personal note, what made you interested in going into this, given your, I mean, you obviously have a diverse background in aging and elder care. So what made you want to do this as your next step in your career?
I studied as a marriage and family therapist, and I was doing my clinical hours, and I was working at an institute with maybe 80 seniors in an assisted living environment. And I really loved that I could do as much as I wanted to or was able to for seniors versus just the scope of therapy. So I went to work for Sage Elder Care, a geriatric care management firm, and I fell in love with it. That was about 11 years ago. And I just love how much I can do for seniors.
Great, great. And just as a clarification for our viewers, geriatric care manager, one form of it may be a patient advocate. So patient advocates, I believe, work with people who really for their medical care, and particularly if they have nobody when they go into a hospital, you know, a patient advocate could kick in. Just to clarify, that could be part of your role, but your role is bigger than that, right?
Right. So there's generally, you know, at least 8 different areas that a geriatric care manager looks at and takes management of in a senior's life, everything from referring them to the right financial advisors, elder law attorney, if they need their estate set up or a power of attorney. We look at their medical, of course, we advocate for them. And in addition, we look at their psychosocial status. We look at, you know, are they getting out of the house enough? Can we, what kind of activities can we build into their life? So it really is the gamut of the senior's life.
Great. So when did this profession start?
So it started in 1985 out of a growing need for seniors to have advocates. They were the first type of patient advocates for seniors. And it used to be, it was just social workers and nurses. And over the years, it's included a lot of other practitioners. But it really has become quite a growing field, a lot of programs to produce certificates for geriatric care managers. When it first started in 1985, there was only 50. GCMs. Now I think there's close to 10,000 in the U.S.
Yeah, it certainly has grown. And there's an association of you folks, right, for geriatric care managers, isn't there?
Yes. It's called the Aging Life Care Association. And I encourage people to check out their link. It's aginglifecare.org. Okay. And there's basically different institutions that produce these certificates for the geriatric care managers, but the what they call the ALCA, that Aging Life Care Association, they were the original group, and they accept certificates from the various organizations, but they're considered the gold standard for care managers.
Okay. And we'll get a little bit into when people are selecting a geriatric care manager, what they should look at. I know I have friends who are geriatric care managers here in the Charlotte, North Carolina region, and one actually takes up residence in a attorney's office and helps there. Is that something, I mean, your partners can be hospitals, it could be financial planners, it could be attorneys. Is that correct? Do you do work in various settings or can?
Yes. Generally, where we saw care managers going into attorney's offices were elder law attorneys who couldn't take on that psychosocial piece and managing the healthcare piece. So it becomes something that saves everybody who interacts with elders time and money. Plus, you have the expertise of somebody who's been trained specifically in how to do this for many years. So the idea is that if we can get a care manager involved, we can really save a lot of money and head up a lot of, unnecessary emergency room visits and med management issues and all kinds of other problems.
Right. Okay. So you hinted a little bit, and we know a little bit about your background, but if somebody wanted, and I would imagine some people might come into this being a family caregiver and then wanting to give back or wanting to get involved more in this area because they saw gaps in their own loved ones' care. So what training or background would somebody need to become a geriatric care manager?
So the Aging Life Care Association, if you go to their website, you'll see the breakdown. They have four levels of certification, ranging from maybe someone with a bachelor's degree who has at least 2 to 4 years supervised professional geriatric care management experience. And through their application process, there's other requirements that you have to fulfill, but it can go all the way up to an advanced care manager who usually has at least a master's degree in psychology or social work or nursing, and has gone through those lower levels of certification if needed. But otherwise, a good care manager has at least 5 to 7 years just geriatric care management experience on top of at least a bachelor's or master's degree in a health field.
So certainly a lot of experience and training involved. So when somebody's looking for a geriatric care manager, where do they start and how do they assess the character and capability of someone? Because obviously it's about a relationship and a trust relationship, because I'm sure people could get taken advantage of by unscrupulous individuals. So what should they be looking for in terms of character and capabilities?
So a few tips are, it's important. Most geriatric care managers do some type of initial consult for free over the phone. So it's often the adult child who's looking for a geriatric care manager. Sometimes it's the elder themselves. Sometimes, again, we'll get a referral from a conservator or an attorney. So what to look for is understanding the fee structure before they ever come out to the home or charge you anything. Understanding how you're going to be billed and what that is going to look like. My invoices look like kind of like a medical record, and it helps seniors, especially with memory loss, refer back to them, remember what happened. And as far as the most important thing, it's that you're a good match between the patient, the elder, the family as well, whatever else is going to be involved in the care team, and the care manager, and understand what the process is going to look like. How often are they going to come to the home? Are they going to go to doctor's appointments with you? What are they going to do, and how are they going to quantify it?
Okay. And I guess in that vein, I'm going to skip over one question and come back to it, but how do geriatric care managers typically bill, and how much, if any, of this is covered by insurance?
So I'm most familiar with California, and I think the national average is they can range from $100 to $750 an hour. The average in this area is anywhere from $120 to maybe $300 an hour. Really depends on the level of expertise. And insurance does cover some of it. It's a new thing. I've had companies such as MetLife cover care management services. They do request care plans every 60 days. They do request, you know, the initial assessment write-up. So that's what the process looks like. And it's usually based on, of course, long-term care coverage. So however much the patient's coverage is per day, they can often choose to split it between, say, a certain amount of private caregiver hours and then a care manager as well.
Okay.
So that's a great thing. Yeah.
Yeah. And I guess, obviously, I ensure, and I would even think down the line, hospitals and health providers would understand the value of a geriatric care manager in preventing unnecessary admissions and actually reducing healthcare costs overall for the whole system, which would make them want to engage care managers as well. So so I would imagine that we'll see some of this evolve so that our viewers can actually understand a little bit more about very specifically what you do. How have you helped care partners, particularly like certain situations where your expertise was invaluable? Maybe one or two examples where they can say, ah, I get it now, or yeah, I could use something like that.
So good examples there are, for me, a patient, I've been doing this for about 11 years, at least 6 years ago, I had a patient who I noticed an unusual looking spot on his forehead and suggested that we get a referral from his primary for a dermatologist, and it resulted in early treatment for cancer. So, you know, they're really kind of life and death differences, and it's everything from, I think it'll be helpful to explain the process. So usually they do a consult over the phone, and then they'll schedule an in-person initial assessment. And that can be, you know, up to 3 hours or more. And they're really getting the background information. They're going to make a med list for you. They're going to notice, do a home safety check, notice any fall risk issues. And they're kind of like a general contractor referral service, because they'll bring in the home safety people for a full check, which, you know, will do grab bars, whatever needs to be done. They'll make sure that you have emergency kits, earthquake kits. If you're somebody who, you know, needs a life alert or some type of home safety device, they will make all of these recommendations in a care plan. And then whoever that needs to be reviewed with, I always like to review it with the patients themselves, in person if possible, because that's how elders do best. And, you know, if it's appropriate, in some cases where there's psychiatric issues, it's going to agitate them, it wouldn't be appropriate. And so then you basically work off of the care plan as a map. Some people just want the care plan, and many times I've gotten calls from adult children, siblings with the care plan, then they'll call me in about 3 to 6 months. We've gone as far as we can by ourselves. Can you please, you know, get involved? We need to know where to go with this next. So the process is different for everybody, but in general, you're working off this care plan, you're training caregivers, you're making sure they get the most out of the doctor's appointments. If they go to the emergency room or hospitalization, generally you're expected to be there. You're on call 24/7, so there's this crisis response piece, which is huge for seniors. It also gives adult children, you know, a good night's sleep.
So kind of that leads into my next question, which is, you know, who hires you mostly? Is it the elder themselves, or is it the care partner, the caregiver, the son, the daughter? And, you know, what are the benefits? You've already hinted at some of them, to the care partner themselves, because that's who's going to be viewing this summit. And, you know, I like to kind of spell out a little bit, you know, from your viewpoint, what it is that they can gain, including benefits to their own health, probably, by hiring a geriatric care manager?
So, I mean, the benefits are huge. One that most people aren't aware of is that there are huge cost savings with using a geriatric care manager. So sometimes there'll be sticker shock of, oh my gosh, this much an hour. Well, one thing to say there is that it's usually broken down into 6-minute increments. So you know exactly how this time is spent. And the other piece is that, you know, for the care partner, whether it's an adult child, trying to manage an agency caregiver or a private hire caregiver or provide the care themselves, it provides you with the peace of mind so that you can actually go on a vacation, you know, sleep at night, know that the situation is going to be responded to correctly in a case of crisis. So rather than an adult child trying to figure out what to do, oh my God, I know I was supposed to, you know, call the emergency room, make sure they took the med list, but I'm not quite sure what. And major piece is avoiding errors, whether it's doctor's appointments, hospitalizations. Unfortunately, it happens all too often. And you spoke earlier about, gosh, probably the hospitals will eventually get these geriatric care managers. A lot of them have them. And they, unfortunately, have way more patients than a private care geriatric care manager is going to have. So that's part of it is care manager usually 6 to 7 clients at most. You can't take on too many clients because you're responding to emergencies. You're on call all the time. So burnout is an issue on the part of the care manager too. We also provide coaching and support for family members. That's a big piece. I can't tell you how many times I've coached family members who saying, I'm just going to move them into a facility. And, you know, I give up. And then also taking the caregiver supervision away from the adult child so that they don't feel like I need to make sure that I don't violate labor laws. And I don't even know if this person is taking breaks. And, you know, there's a lot of transition with caregivers. And so who's going to get the right people? And it's a lot of work. But ultimately, the greatest benefit, besides the cost, peace of mind, is the elder's health, is that they are able to live more healthfully longer, you know, if desired, but in a better state and with a better quality of life.
Yeah, absolutely. And you make a good point about, you know, I was caregiver to my mom for a couple of years, and, you know, going on vacations were very stressful, you know, not knowing what was going to happen. And we, you know, she was in an independent living community and she did have some home health, but, you know, having that extra layer of supervision kind of where you're not just looking at the home health people coming in, but others certainly can give you some peace of mind. So I could certainly see the benefits of that. So people are going to be viewing this and maybe for the first time, they're finding out about a geriatric care manager. They're realizing that it not only benefits mom or dad or their other loved ones, but it also can benefit them and their own health. So where do they start the search to find somebody?
I would say a good place to go is that ALCA website that I was talking about, the aginglifecare.org. They have a search tool. You can just put a zip code in. It will produce everyone who is registered with them. Another good place is, you know, the primary care physician of the elder, the family attorney, a social worker that's part of your managed care plan. So that's usually available through, if it's an HMO, a referral from the primary care physician to a social worker who will do some of a similar assessment, but then also refer you out to trusted GCMs in your area that they've worked with and that they can kind of vet for you. And other sources, you know, there's so many. Sometimes it's friends who have elders who have had geriatric care managers. Those are some of the best referrals. Support groups will send us referrals. Skilled nursing facilities, hospitals, community groups. So there's endless sources, but main thing is just making sure they have the experience, qualifications, and that it's a good fit. Sometimes they could have, you know, the best experience, but communication style, really be able to work and meld. You're coming into a family unit, and especially with adult children, they're used to playing certain roles. And a lot of times, you know, I'm the bad guy because I'm saying the things that no one is able to say, but that's part of my role and, you know, maintaining good professional boundaries so that, you know, I'm not seen as just like another stepchild.
Right. So there you go. Yeah, you were reading my mind about the word of mouth from others, especially as this profession it becomes more common and people are doing this routinely. They'll get great resources. So I want to thank you for being part of the Caregiver Smile Summit. And so our viewers know, we're also having a Caregiver Smile Cruise to the Caribbean in January. And Tara will be on board there as well. And she'll run a few sessions and you can spend the week with her and get to know all these issues quite intimately. So Tara, thanks for being part of the summit.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in.